On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's time for our favourite Warren.
Because our Warren.
Warren!
Gary Treadray.
Sorry, I've got a good tan. G'day, mate. Welcome on a Friday. Yeah, beautiful day. A big night for South Australian sport. We've got the 36ers and Adelaide United.
So at the same time.
At the same...
Let's schedule it at the same time.
Yeah, let's talk about Chatty Wingo's departure.
I've been waiting for him to break his silence, Bluey, right. Because he just said, I will have my say. Don't listen to anyone. I'll have my say. And he's spoken out there at Arctic Park or out at Waverley as a new hawk.
Okay.
And he touched on... One of the reporters asked him about the feedback that you may have got mid-season.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. Either from one of the leaders or Kenny would have been nice. But like I said, when it's exit meetings, that's when you really sit down and talk about everything. And it's one of the opportunities that you get to go face-to-face with how the season was, how you went personally. It's hard to prove yourself because obviously I thought I was coming back there to work on that in pre-season.
Interesting the stuff you hear. Yeah, well, he's clipped Ken Hinckley, and he's clipped the leadership group led by Travis Boat that he never got any feedback. I don't think this young man is telling the truth.
Wow.
My understanding is the leadership group was sick of him.
Okay.
Sick of his attitude.
Right.
I've been holding fire on this for quite some time. Let the trade go through and then tell the real story because a lot of Port supporters out there, Blue, are going, why the hell are we getting rid of one of our most talented players?
Yep.
Absolutely. Will he be a success at Hawthorn? He'll be a success at Hawthorn, this kid. Make no mistake.
Yeah, but what's the real story?
Well, the facts are he's had numerous times the coach has asked him for better professionalism, better discipline, more attention to the detail in his career, hard working, not whinging and body language about being sore and not wanting to train. The attitude... When that happens, Bluey, you would have been a part of a professional setup, Australian cricket team, South Australia, you, Jars, the Crows. There's always someone you go, geez, he's bloody unprofessional. And I think it got to that stage at Alberton for Chad Wingard, which you sit back and go, for a kid inside 22 years of age, is the best
club
player in the comp for that
two-time
age.
Two-time All-Australian.
Unbelievable.
Two-time leading goal
but hasn't gone anywhere near that level.
Yeah.
And he's saying right there that he never got that feedback. I know for a fact he was on the verge of getting dropped. And if it wasn't for Ken Hinckley backing him in, he said, you need to bring more intensity to your game and more discipline off the field. He got best on ground against Richmond on a Friday night. So does really surprise me.
What's he saying about the culture of the football club?
Well, he's saying there's no leadership.
When teams, I suppose, underperform like Port, we did the last couple of years, pressure comes on the players and coaches. So I think it was just the right time for me and the club to try and part ways. I think I needed a change in my career. I needed something to revitalise myself and not get stagnant and comfortable where I was at.
What's your take on that, Blue?
Well, it's...
So the pressure comes on. What is he doing?
He's out.
He's just sunk the boots into that football club that's looked after him.
Yeah, and he's also said, when the pressure comes on, I'm leaving. But I've rated this kid as high as anyone. But I'm just disappointed because I can tell you post-season, when Kenny challenged him, it was toys out the cop.
Well, you reckon there was two meetings?
I've heard a whisper that there was two meetings.
Right.
So then you go away after, sometimes you take your medicine, come back a week later, and my understanding was he just said, trade me. Paul goes, we don't want to trade you, mate. We'll not keep you.
So he's gone in and asked for the trade.
Yeah. So trying to get Port to come out and trade
because he got some honest feedback.
Yeah, and he wasn't willing to take it on board.
So what's this with Port Adelaide players ranking each other?
Well, leadership happens every year.
Yeah. Mm.
I can tell you, the two lowest ranked, Pollock and Wingard.
By their teammates on their standards.
And this is on their standards. What they vote their leadership group on.
Their overall standards.
Wow. Yeah. And their overall leaders and players who have been, some have been there 6-8 weeks.
Yeah.
Done a pre-season.
Yeah. Is he a sport brat?
I don't know the kid.
Has he lost respect?
I just think he's an individual player.
Yeah, okay.
He's just an brilliant individual player, and he doesn't buy into others. And I think everyone can get caught of that in career at some stage when you're self-preservation.
Yeah.
But I think where Port's at, they've made this decision in the off-season on culture. Pollock's gone, and as you say, you rank him second bottom, I hear, or towards the bottom.
Which is,
are you going to pay him the massive money that would blow up Port's structure?
I'd split the group.
Wingard wanted almost $1 million a year.
Yeah.
That would have been $200,000 more than Robbie Gray.
Yeah.
And when you don't return messages in that period from key players like Westhoff and Gray and a few other key blokes, then Porter's make no mistake. They've made some decisions on the coaching department, ruthless. They brought in Montgomery and Schofield are going to challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So Ken's gone, We need some answers here. We need to get this right.
Yeah.
And then also they've moved on arguably their most talented player, their most dangerous player who can turn a game because he doesn't buy in.
And one of the best run and carry players in Poland.
Got to buy in or not.
But the supporters need to hear this inside story about what happens at a club, because you're right. I said it yesterday, Jazz.
Yeah.
He'll go to Hawthorn and he'll kill it.
Yep.
He'll new environment, he'll be revitalized, and he'll
point
probably
to prove.
Yep.
But why
and
is
he'll
it
toe you, the line.
But how is it you stagnate
exactly.
when you're a professional footballer?
I don't understand it.
Because the challenge is for him for the halfway mark of the year, Bluey, as you said, he couldn't get a kick.
Mm.
Then I wrote a column about him. I know he's mighty pissed off with me, and when he hears this, he'll be annoyed again.
Mm.
But it gets to the result. Why does it have to be that you write a column or someone gives you feedback or you don't like it to get triggered? What happens to that self-trigger?
Yeah, spot on.
Oh, I just
good stuff,
don't
mate.
Get it.
Just quickly before we let you go, who do you think did well out of the trade between Port and the Adelaide Crows?
Oh, I think both sit pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, I look at Port, they lose Wingard, they lose a couple for now. Yeah. But I think Lysette, from what I hear as a character, and will play
good
a
person.
Role helping Ryder,
is
invaluable.
Kid.
Mays is
Sammy Mays, a ripping lad.
He's an extra player. Good, whether he gets into the 22, I don't think right now.
Okay.
I think Burton's a big one. And then the 5-10-15 in the
Brilliant.
Draft. And I think the big one here, boys, is I know for a fact Adelaide's had a meeting the last 24 hours trying to get St Kilda's pick.
Are they?
Yeah.
The Crows.
And don't worry.
Wow.
Port are sitting watching.
Do Port want Rankin or Lacatius?
They want them all. Crows want them all.
All right, Gilligan.
And let's hope they're bloody good, because otherwise we're selling the farm. Yeah.
See you, Gilligan.
Good Gilligan. On you, Treaders. Well done.
Oh, you ginger.
Oh, sorry, Slimming Black.
See you, mate.